بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon His servant and final messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As to what follows, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to share with you a reminder, inshallah ta'ala, in a few minutes. And that is, at the very beginning, to say that one of the most important ways in how we prepare for our death and our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is no doubt at-tawbah wal-istighfar, repentance and seeking forgiveness. There is nothing better that you can do in order to prepare for your death and the meeting with Allah than to consistently refresh your tawbah, your repentance, and seeking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Imagine you die having repented and sought forgiveness for all your sins. Subhanallah, a person dies purified from all his sins and his filth, and he meets Allah azza wa jal in a very clean state and a purified state. And this is how a person earns Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. Well, subhanallah, every single prophet, from Adam alayhi salam's time until the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every prophet invited their people and their nation to seeking Allah's forgiveness, to al-istighfar. Every single nation. You'll find ayat in the Quran about Nuh alayhi salam inviting his people to seek Allah's forgiveness. Hud alayhi salam did the same thing. Salih alayhi salam did the same thing. Musa, Isa, Harun, Dawood, every single prophet, including the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all of them, one of the central things they would invite their people to is seeking Allah's forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the Quran in Surah Ibrahim, that the prophets would say to their people, يَدْعُوكُمْ لِيَغْفِرَ لَكُمْ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكُمْ, that Allah Azza wa Jal calls you all. Allah Azza wa Jal invites you all so that He may forgive your sins. In other words, seek His forgiveness and Allah would wipe away the sins. But what I wanted to share with you now in a few minutes, to remind you of something very important. Some people are unable to make a tawbah and istighfar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. This is indeed a huge calamity. And there are actually two things. There are two matters that can stop a person from repenting. So if we know what these two things are, and then hopefully inshallah ta'ala avoid them, inshallah Allah Azza wa Jal will enable us and we will be able to make a tawbah and seek His forgiveness every day inshallah ta'ala. The first thing that stands between a person and repentance is for a person to belittle sins. When you do a sin and you say, oh, it's nothing. And you say, it's tiny, it's insignificant, it's small, no problems. It's just a look here and there. It's just some haram I'm listening to. It's just a chat with the opposite gender. Small things, minor things, no problems. When you belittle sins, and then you convince yourself and you say, oh, it's not like I committed a zina, I didn't murder anyone, I didn't commit any shirk, I did not practice any magic, it's just something small. When you continue to belittle sins, then a person will be, this will stop him from seeking forgiveness and repenting. And this is why Bilal ibn Sa'd, rahimahullah, from among the tabi'een, said something very important. He said, لا تنظر إلى صغر المعصية وانظر إلى عظيم من تعصي. Don't ever look at the size of the sin. Don't look at the size. Don't say this one's a small sin, this one's a big one, this one's minor, this one's major. He said, rather look at the greatness of the one who you are disobeying. So regardless whether you do a small sin or a big sin, you are disobeying Allah. This is problematic. This is huge. So don't ever belittle a sin. treat all the sins the same. If you treat all the sins the same, your heart will be eager to repent and to seek forgiveness. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned us from belittling sins and to observe them as something small and insignificant and not a big problem in life, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتُ الذُّنُوبِ. He said, be aware of minor sins. Be aware of minor sins and belittling sins. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ مُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ كَقَوْمٍ نَزَلُوا فِي بَطْنِ وَادٍ. He said that the example of minor sins, the example of minor sins is like that of a group of people. They camped in the valley and everyone brought a small twig. Everyone brought a twig, everyone brought a stick, a small stick, one after the other, until they were able to kindle a fire, and then they baked their bread on it. Subhanallah, يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that one minor sin may not do any harm. But when you get one minor sin, and you have another minor sin, and you have another minor sin, and another one, they begin to accumulate until they become something huge, ending up destroying and ruining the life of a person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a beautiful example. He said, minor sins and being persistent upon this and not repenting is like a group of people that wanted to bake bread. So someone brings a twig. You know, one twig, one small stick is not enough to bake bread. But one gets a stick, another one gets another stick, a third person gets a stick. Eventually we have many sticks. We were able to kindle a fire and it bakes bread. And this is exactly what minor sins, when they accumulate, they do. They ruin and they destroy a person. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَإِنَّ مُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ مَتَى يُؤْخَذُ بِهَا صَاحِبُهَا تُهْلِكُهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, when a person is held accountable for their minor sins, they will destroy him. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, the first matter that stands between a person and repentance, first matter that can delay and stop you from repenting is to belittle sins. Don't ever belittle sins. And don't look at something minor as something minor, doesn't matter, it won't affect me. Rather, as soon as you commit any type of sin, no matter how big and small it is, seek forgiveness and repent and regret what you did and feel bad for what you did and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to purify your heart and to forgive you. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive you. Well, some of the scholars, they used to say, لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى. Do not belittle a small thing, for indeed a huge mountain is made up from pebbles. You see, you look at the huge mountain. What's a mountain made up of? It's tiny pieces of soil and dirt, or tiny pieces of pebbles that came together and made a huge mountain. So that's the idea. The idea is the minor sins will begin to accumulate on a person until they become huge and ending up destroying and ruining this person's in this life, in the grave, and in the afterlife. So never belittle a sin. And the second matter that may stop a person from repenting is to consistently delay a tawbah. This is a big problem. So for example, a person may say, Allah, inshallah, when Ramadan begins, you know, Ramadan's a few months away, I'll make a tawbah when Ramadan comes. Or a person may say, when I go Hajj, inshallah, after Al-Hajj, I will repent and I will reform and I'll become righteous. Or some people I've even heard say, once I get married, inshallah ta'ala, I will stop Al-Haram and I will repent. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is a deception of a shaytan. And this is one thing that can stop you from repentance. When you have in your mind, I'll delay it to some other time, inshallah. Never do this. As soon as you commit a sin, rush to repentance and seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. Because when you delay a tawbah, when you intend to delay it, I will make a tawbah in Ramadan, I'll make a tawbah after Hajj. The problem is, you may well and truly make a tawbah then, and there is a possibility that you may not make a tawbah then. Right? Look at the brothers of Yusuf. They said, "Uqtulu Yusufa aw itrahuhu ardan." And then they said at the end, "Watakunu min ba'dihi qawman salihin." The brothers of Yusuf, they said to each other, "Let's kill our brother Yusuf, and then later on we'll repent." Don't be like this. This is a foolish move. This wasn't something that Allah praised about the brothers of Yusuf. So don't delay a tawbah. They said, "We'll kill him now, and we will make a tawbah later." So the problem when delaying a tawbah, the problem is that you might die before you plan on making a tawbah. You may say, "I'll repent in Ramadan." But how do you know that you will live until Ramadan? How many people were looking forward to last year's Ramadan and they did not live to witness Ramadan? And how many people are looking forward towards this year's Ramadan and they may not live until this Ramadan? You know? And this is something that everyone sees and experiences. How many times do you hear of people dying every single day? So it's a big problem to delay a tawbah. Never delay a tawbah. A tawbah should be priority. It's the number one thing on the list for every single day and every night. You do not sleep without a tawbah. And when you wake up, you seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness and you make a tawbah from your sins. And in the last third of the night is a moment for istighfar with tawbah. So never delay a tawbah. And the other problem, so there's two problems when you delay a tawbah. There are two problems. When you delay the tawbah, the first problem is you may not live until you reach that time. You may not live. And the other problem is if you delay a tawbah, there is a possibility that your heart may become attached to the sin. And as a result, making a tawbah will become very, very, very difficult upon you. Now, so you may develop love for the sin if you continuously delay your tawbah. You may be doing a sin, minor or major, whatever it is. And you may say to yourself, I'll repent, inshallah, next month. Or when I go back to my country, to my family, or when Ramadan comes. But this delay may develop a love for this sin. It may turn from a habit to an addiction. And if that's the case, making a tawbah will become extremely, extremely hard and difficult. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. And the sin may become stronger in your heart. And to seek forgiveness will become a difficulty. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, yani, that was the message of today. And that is to always refresh your tawbah. Seek Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness. Do not delay. For verily when a person delays a tawbah, he may die before that time, or he may develop a strong attachment to the sin, and as a result, he is not able to seek Allah's forgiveness from it. And never belittle any sin. When you belittle a sin, you will find yourself not seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness and repenting. And understand and know that Allah Azza wa Jal يغفر الذنوب جميعا. He forgives all sins. إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. He is Al-Ghafoor, the one who consistently forgives. And He is the most merciful. He forgives, and that is a mercy from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you're unable to repent from a sin, some people may not be able to make a tawbah from the sin. Because a tawbah, there are certain conditions required for a tawbah. Some people may not be able to make a tawbah. Either they find it very difficult. The conditions such as you need to regret. Some people are not ready to regret a sin, or they don't feel real regret in their heart towards a sin they're doing. And from the conditions of repentance is to stop the sin. And some people just cannot stop the sin. And from the conditions of repentance is to intend not to return to that sin. And some people cannot do this. So some people can genuinely, they haven't found any regret in their heart. They cannot stop the sin, and they intend to do the sin tomorrow and after tomorrow and after tomorrow. So in this case, if a tawbah is very heavy upon you, then at least seek forgiveness. Seek forgiveness from your sin every time you fall in a sin. Because the conditions of seeking forgiveness are different to repenting. Seeking Allah Azza wa Jal's forgiveness requires two conditions. And that is for you to know that Allah forgives the sin and Allah Azza wa Jal may punish a person for a sin. عَلِمَا أَنَّ لَهُ رَبًّا يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. So if you know that Allah can punish you for your sin, and at the same time you know that Allah can forgive the sin, these are the two conditions of seeking forgiveness, and bi-idhnillah, your seeking forgiveness of Allah will be accepted. So if you cannot make a tawbah because you're missing some of its conditions, then make istighfar after the sin and never give up. Say astaghfirullah after every sin. And don't be fooled and deceived to think that this may be hypocrisy or mocking the deen. Some people think, if I do a sin and I seek forgiveness after it, and I do the sin again and I seek forgiveness after it, that that's hypocrisy. La, that's not hypocrisy. This is actually fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because if you did not fear Allah, you would not have repented or you would not have sought forgiveness after the sin. So this is something I wanted to conclude with. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive our sins and to forgive our shortcomings. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to make a sincere tawbah before our death and that He accept it from us. And we ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to admit us into the paradise and to save us from the hellfire and His punishment. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.